Dear faithful, it is a profound truth of our human reality that the heart in love is moved to express itself exteriorly in art, in music, and in song. The harmony and melody of the heart find expression in the poetry of song and verse. And so it is no wonder that throughout her history, Holy Mother Church has composed countless hymns of praise and admiration in honor of her, whom the Venerable Fulton Sheen rightly and profoundly names the world's first love, that is, the most holy and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God. This is, of course, the theme of our novena this year, that is, those ancient Marian hymns and invocations, most of which have been sung in honor of the Virgin for 1,000 years or more. Among these are 4 special Marian hymns, sung at the conclusion of the Church's night prayer of Compline, a sort of liturgical good night to our dear Mother before we repose our bodies and our souls after another day spent in the service of the Lord. These hymns, at least a couple of which you are familiar with, perhaps, and I hope all, are the Alma Redemptoris Mater, sung during Advent and Christmas, the Ave Regina Caelorum, sung during Lent, the Regina Caeli, sung during Eastertide, and the Salve Regina, sung in the time after Pentecost. The Alma Redemptoris Mater is the object of our meditation today. And if you have not heard it, listen attentively during the last gospel when the sisters will sing a beautiful version of it. This hymn, at least its authorship, is most often ascribed to a certain blessed Herman the Cripple, who wrote several other liturgical hymns, including the Salve and the Veni Sancti Spiritus. He was born the son of the Count of Aufhausen in 1013. He was a cripple from his birth, suffering probably from spina bifida, cleft palate, and a few other congenital diseases, rendering him barely able to speak or to move. At age 7, he was placed in a Benedictine monastery where he spent the remainder of his life, living only until the young age of 40 years or so. However, at the age of 20, he became a monk and excelled in his studies despite his obvious handicaps. He learned Latin, Greek, Arabic, and wrote on mathematics, music, history, and theology. As if everything he had to suffer was not enough, he went blind later in life, but after this he began to compose hymns in honor of God and the saints. It almost makes us think, this is a side point, but what have we done with our lives? How do we deal with the small inconveniences that happen to us? We're so apt to use them as excuses for not doing this or that duty or not doing this or that generous act. When we see Blessed Herman was blessed, we might say, with handicap after handicap and continued to find new and lasting ways of serving God. He was canonized in the 1800s, and although he is not the subject of our sermon today, I do think that Our Lady would be pleased that her loyal son and scribe is being honored by name after the hymn that he wrote that we are contemplating today has been sung in her honor daily by the Church for nigh on 1,000 years. So returning to the Alma, let us look at the words of this hymn. Here's one translation. O loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, hasten to aid thy fallen people who strive to rise once more. Thou who brought forth thy holy Creator, all creation wondering, yet remainest ever virgin, taking from Gabriel's lips that joyful hail, be merciful to us sinners. The Alma Redemptoris Mater has the distinction of being the only one of the 4 great hymns to have 2 different versicles and collects recited after it, one in Advent, leading up to Christmas, and the other after First Vespers of Christmas and all during the Christmas season until the Feast of the Purification, February 2nd. You are all, I'm sure, familiar with the collect said before Christmas. It is the same as that recited after the Angelus. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, etc. The collect said after the Feast of the Nativity merits our special attention, together with the hymn itself. We pray, O God, who by the fruitful virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary has bestowed upon mankind the reward of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that we may experience her intercession, through whom we have been made worthy to receive the author of life, our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen. The fruitful virginity of Mary resulted in her becoming the mother of the Redeemer. She who brought forth the Holy Creator, all creation wondering, yet remainest a virgin. As Canon Huberfeld reminded us in his erudite sermon yesterday, the Immaculate Virgin is the new Eve and greater than Eve, for redemption is a greater and more powerful act than creation. And so she must possess the same gifts, yet in a greater and more perfect degree than the old Eve did. Eve was brought to Adam in the garden of virgin. Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, was found worthy to be the garden of life in which the Messiah took root. Eve, whose name was given to her by Adam, and this name means mother of all the living, was given the blessings of motherhood after the fall and brought forth her children under the yoke and bondage of original sin. Our Lady accepted the joyful hail taken from the angel Gabriel's lips and became the loving mother of the Redeemer and of all those who are bought back from the penalty of sin by her Son. And yet, by a special privilege, she retains the honor and dignity of her virginity. Every other woman must choose between the glory of virginity and the glory of motherhood. Our Lady truly is the woman par excellence. Every dignity that a woman should possess, both natural and supernatural, she has in superabundance. Beauty, honor, reserve, modesty, tenderness, fidelity, generosity, attentiveness, patience, meekness, love. But above all, she has grace, natural and, most importantly, supernatural. Were you to ask a wise man what one quality above all others he would desire in a spouse, in the mother of his children, the answer he would give could be reduced to the first word of the hymn we contemplate today, Alma. Contained in that Latin word, almus alma, is the secret quality that makes a woman so easy to be loved and to love. We can translate it many different ways and still not do it justice. Kind, gracious, dear, cherished, indulgent, forgiving, nourishing, bountiful, propitious. This word contains the most lovable aspects of the maiden and of the mother. And every woman, in her own imperfect and yet beautiful way, possesses this mysterious spark of divine love. Imperfectly, yes, all except one, for she is not the ideal woman, she is the perfect one. And there is no imperfection, no stain, no fault in her. She is, in the words of the poet Wordsworth, our lowly nature's solitary boast. That is why all find in the Immaculate Virgin Mary someone who they can so easily love and be loved by. Men find their lady and their queen, women their example of virginity and maternity, and all find their mother. She is the loving mother of the Redeemer because of that unique and irreplaceable role, irreplaceable because of the sovereignly free choice that God himself made to depend upon her fiat, because of that role she has in our redemption. That is why she is the gate of heaven. We pass through her intercession, unto eternal life. We poor, miserable children of Eve, we must flee to her constantly, daily, hourly, and every moment, for she desires nothing more than to be merciful to us sinners, to pour out upon our parched souls the waters of divine grace won by her Son's death on the cross, in which he himself has entrusted to her to distribute. De Maria numquam satis, of Mary never enough, says St. Bernard so eloquently. We have never spoken enough of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yes, but indeed we have never loved her enough, nor will she ever tire of loving us poor sinners. And that thought should fill us with confidence, love, admiration, gratitude. And so let us love her, dear faithful. Let us love the Virgin. Let us love her more. Let us love her by our thoughts, our words, our prayers, our rosaries, our actions, our imitation of her virtues, our desires to be like her and her Son and pleasing to her. Let us love her by our faithful assistance at this novena in her honor. Let us come to learn more of her. We never tire of hearing about those we love. O Mary Immaculate, sweet Mother, gracious Virgin, Alma Redemptoris Mater, be merciful to us sinners. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.